ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Okay, so we're studying the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and we're hearing about how Gop Kumar is traveling to different places in the higher planets in the universe.
我们一直在讲述的是《大伯加瓦谭甘露》这本书，有关于Gopa Kumar旅行到各个地方，到了更高的星球，宇宙间的各个星球。
He had gone to the heavenly planets and he'd become Indra. He took the position of Indra for some time.
他去了高等星宿，在那里成为了Indra。
And then after staying in the heavenly planets for some time, he went to Maharloka, a planetary system above the heavenly planets.
在那里停留一段时间之后，他又去了 比天堂更高的, Mahaloka.
And on Mahaloka, he saw how the residents there, the residents of Mahaloka, worshipped the Lord by offering sacrifices.
他注意到在Mahaloka上的居民们是通过祭祀来崇拜主的。And
he also visited another planet near Mahaloka called Janaloka.
他还拜访了Mahaloka附近的另外一个名字叫Janaloka。
And after staying there for Mahaloka for some time, he saw the Sanat Kumar came to visit Mahaloka. And when Sanat Kumar came there, then Gop Kumar was attracted to go to the planet where Sanat Kumar lives.
当Gopa Kumar 在Mahaloka 上面的时候呢，Sanat Kumar 曾经拜访了那里，Gopa Kumar 就深深地受到了吸引，想去Sanat Kumar 停留的星球。
So Sanat Kumar lives with the other three Kumaras, the four Kumaras, the sons of Brahma, they all live on a planet called Tapaloka.
Sanat Kumar 和他的三位弟弟，他们都是Brahma的儿子，他们居住的星球叫Tapaloka.
So Gop Kumar went there to Tapaloka, and he saw how everybody on Tapaloka was like a young child.
Gopa Kumar 就去了 Tapaloka, 他发现居住在上面的居民就像小孩子。
And they were not young, they were the oldest, they were very old.
但实际上呢，他们年龄已经不年轻了，他们实际上年龄都很老。
But their bodies had not aged.
然而他们的躯体并不变老。
And they spent all the time doing meditation.
他们把所有的时间都花在冥想上面。So
Gop Kumar, when he first went there, they were discussing some philosophy. And after they finished their discussion, then they all went back to meditate again.
当 Gopa Kumar 去那儿的时候，他们 正在讨论哲学，等他们讨论完哲学，就立即又去冥想了。
So Gop Kumar, he wanted to find out where is the Lord of the universe. So he was looking, he thought there must be the Lord of the universe somewhere here on Tapaloka.
Gopa Kumar 想寻找宇宙之主在哪里，他想在 Tapaloka 上
On the heavenly planets, the Lord of the Universe was residing there as Lord Vamanadeva.
在天堂星球宇宙之主以 Vamana Deva 的形象居住在那里。
And on Mahaloka, the Lord is there in the form of sacrifice.
而在 Mahaloka, 主以祭祀之主的形式居住在他上面。
So he wanted to know where is the Lord of the universe here on Tapaloka.
他就想要知道在 Tapaloka 这里宇宙之主是居住在什么地方。
So he asked some of the great sages who were there, who were doing meditation, where he could find the Lord of the universe.
他就询问正在冥想的伟大圣人们，宇宙之主在哪里。
So he came before these great sages and he offered obeisances and he offered prayers, but they did not even look at him.
他来到这些伟大圣人们面前致以顶拜，向他们献上祈祷，可是他们连看也不看他一眼。
They were all in samadhi. They were doing their meditation and they were in samadhi.
因为他们正在冥想，都处在 samadhi 当中。
Now remember, everyone on Tapaloka, they're.Their whole life has been celibate.
要记住，在塔帕洛卡上面，居民们他们一生终身都是真守的。
They have no material desires.
他们既没有任何物质欲望。
And they have mystic powers.
而且他们还拥有玄秘力量。
Sometimes they will discuss, they will have a meeting and discuss philosophy.
有的时候他们会聚会讨论哲学。
But the, most of the time they just sit and do meditation and they're in trance.
大部分时间他们都在那里冥想，处在神定中。
So Gop Kumar, he could not find out where is the Lord of the universe.
Gopa Kumar, 他找不到宇宙之主在哪里。
And because he was there in the company of all these sages in Tapaloka, he lost his enthusiasm to find out the Lord of the universe.
因为他与这些圣人们的停留和联谊，他也失去了寻找宇宙之主的热情。
But at the same time, he didn't stop chanting his mantra.
但是他一直没有停下来念诵他的曼陀罗。
Because he remembered his guru's order that wherever he went, he should keep chanting.
因为他一直记着他 guru 的命令，无论去哪里都要念诵。
And he was also, Gop Kumar was attracted by the.Special atmosphere of Tapaloka.
与此同时 ，Gopa Kumar 就被 Tapaloka 上面的特殊氛围所吸引。
There was some very special power there.
在上面有一些特殊的力量。
So even though the atmosphere there, it didn't help Gop Kumar to want to see.The Supreme Lord.
即便在塔帕洛卡上面的氛围，并对于他见到宇宙之主并没有什么帮助。
So there was in that place, Tapaloka, where everyone was doing meditation, he could experience a very great peace, and that peace was also very blissful.
在塔帕洛卡上面，人们能够感受到巨大的平和，而且这种平和当中呢，还蕴藏着极乐。
And this encouraged Gop Kumar to chant his mantra with even more care and attention.
这就鼓励了、激励了 Gopa Kumar 以更大的专注和。更大小心翼翼地念诵他自己的 mantra
Because everyone was sitting there doing their meditation, so he also was meditating. He was meditating on his mantra.
因为人人都坐在那里冥想，所以他也坐在那里冥想他自己的 mantra。
So he increased. He got more desire to the desire to see the Lord increased in his heart.
因此，他想见主的欲望在他内心增加了。
In the beginning, Tapaloka, to see the Lord.
Sorry, Maharaj, it's a...
Line voice breaking, yeah?
Yes.
In the beginning, Gop Kumar didn't have a... The effect of Tapaloka didn't encourage him to want to see the Lord.
一开始在 Tapaloka 上面的氛围并不能巨大的激励他去见到宇宙之主。
But after he got used to the atmosphere of Tapaloka, then the desire came to want to see the Lord.
但他当他习惯了在 Tapaloka 上的氛围之后，他内心又升腾起了想要见到宇宙之主的愿望。
Just like when you build a fire, when you're doing a fire sacrifice. So when you put ghee on the fire, it seems like the ghee...In the beginning, it seems like the ghee is putting out the fire.
就像我们点燃一堆祭火，一开始向里面泼洒酥油的时候，酥油好像一开始把这个祭火扑灭了。
But then the ghee starts to burn and the fire builds up again.
之后这个酥油就慢慢燃烧起来，这个祭火就越来越旺。
So Tapaloka's atmosphere in the beginning, it decreased Gop Kumar's desire, but then it increased again.
Tapaloka 上面的氛围一开始是让 Gopa Kumar 的想见到宇宙之主的愿望降低了，之后又使他的愿望增加起来。
While he was there, then while Gop Kumar was there, he had this desire. He was thinking he should go toJagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath again.
一开始呢，他就是想又想回到 Jagannath Puri 去见 Jagannath.
Because he was feeling that the Lord of the Universe is there in Jagannath Puri. He's always so wonderful. It's so nice to go and see. Maybe he thought I should go back there to see Lord Jagannath.
因为在那里居住着宇宙之主，是那么的奇妙，那么的美丽，所以他又想回去见主 Jagannath。
So it was at that time, one of the sages there, his name was Pipalayana, he spoke to him.
就在那个时候，有一位圣哲 Pipalayana 开始对他讲话。
Pipalayana is one of the sons of.Lord Rishabdi, who is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord.
Pipalayana 是主 Rishabdev 的儿子之一，而 Rishabdev 是至尊主。
Rishabdev had 100 sons.
Rishabdev 有一百位儿子。
And 9 of the sons were great.Devotees who never married and they just traveled and preached.
其中九位儿子是伟大的圣人奉献者，旅行传教。
So this Pipalayana, he was the middle son of the nine. He was the fifth of the nine.
Pipalayana 是这九位儿子当中中间的那位，也就是第五位儿子。
These nine sons are known as the nine Yogendras, Nav Yogendras.
这九位儿子统称为 Nava Yogendras.
Right, they're in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto.
在圣典博迦瓦坛第十一篇当中就描述了他们。
So Pipalayana, he had mystic power, and he could understand everything which was happening in Gop Kumar's mind.
Pipalayana 拥有神秘力量，因此能读得懂Gopa Kumar 的心意。
And he knew Gop Kumar was thinking to go to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath.
他知道 Gopa Kumar 正在想着去 Jagannath Puri 去见主 Jagannath.
So he said to Gop Kumar, you know, you've come here to this very special place. Why do you want to leave to go some other place?
他就对格帕库马尔说，你已经来到了这个特殊的地方，你现在为什么又要离开这里去其他地方呢？
And why do you desire to see the Lord? You want to see the sim, why do you want to see him with your eyes?
为什么你非得用你的双眼亲眼见到主呢？
So this Pipalayana, heThought his idea is to just use the senses like the eyes to see the Lord.
Sorry, Mara is broken in the beginning.
Okay, so Pipalayana, his opinion was it's useless to use the eyes to see God.
Pipalayana 的观点就是要用肉眼，要用眼睛去见主，这是没有用的。
Because God is beyond the material senses.
因为神他超越了物质感官范畴之外。
So the Tapaloka is the place where all these great yogis have come, and these yogis are completely.And they have perfect control over their mind and senses.
Tapaloka 上面居住的都是伟大的瑜伽师们，他们都完美的控制了自己的感官与心意。
And the happiness on Tapaloka is millions of times greater than even the great sages on Mahaloka.
在塔帕洛卡上面体验到的喜乐比马哈洛卡上面的喜乐要高上百万倍。
So why would Gop Kumar want to go some other place?
所以为什么 Gopa Kumar 现在又想去别的地方？
This is such a... This is a very special place.
所以这一个地方是非常特殊的。
So Pipalayana tells Gop Kumar, you should concentrate your mind in meditation.
所以 Pipalayana 就告诉 Gopa Kumar, 你现在要专注冥想。
When you do that, then automatically you'll see God everywhere.
一旦你专注冥想之后，你就能无处都能见到主，无处不在。
And you will see God within and without. You see Him in within you in the heart, and you see Him outside of you all always. And He's a person.
你会在你的心内和心外都能见到这位主，他是一个人。
So Gop Kumar may be thinking, well, if he goes to Jagannath Puri, he can directly see the Lord.
Gopa Kumar 想的是，如果他去 Jagannath Puri, 就可以直接的见到主。
But Pipalayana, the sage, he's telling him, just focus your, just concentrate your attention.Within, concentrate on the heart or the mind, like that. Concentrate within. Don't worry about using your eyes, going to see, use your eyes.
但是 Pipalayana 告诉他，只需要专注，全神贯注于内心，而不要把注意力放在要用眼睛去看。
Yeah. When if he practices the meditation, then he will come to the stage of samadhi.
如果修炼冥想的话，就会达到神定阶段。
And when you're in the stage of samadhi, the form of the Lord will manifest. It will appear to you.
而一旦达到神定阶段，主的形体就会展示给你。
Without, you don't have to make any special effort.
而你用不着花特殊的努力。
Just like when you pick up a mirror, immediately you see your face. You see the reflection in the mirror.
就像你拿起面镜子，立刻就能在里面看见自己的面庞。
So the same way, if you do this meditation, you'll see the Lord. When you come to samadhi, when you're perfect in yoga and samadhi, then you'll see the Lord in your heart.
同样的，当处在冥想当中，达到了瑜伽的完美境界，就能在内心见到主。
Actually, the Lord is not, his body is not material.So you cannot see him with your material senses.
因为主的躯体不是物质的，所以不能用物质感官来见主。
So Gop Kumar was told, don't waste your time wandering around looking, trying to find him.
所以 Gopa Kumar 就告知，不要浪费时间到处漫游，去无用的寻找。
So the Lord in the heart is known as Vasudeva.
在内心的主名字就是 Vasudeva.
And he has a form of eternal bliss and knowledge.
他有拥有永恒极乐充满知识的形象。
And he reveals himself when the heart is pure, then we will be able to see him.
当内心纯洁之后，他就会揭示给我们，我们将见到他。
Yeah, Prabhupada often told us the same thing. There's only one qualification to see God.
Prabhupada 也是告诉我们同样的真理，见到神只有一个资格。
We have to have love for God.
必须拥有对神的爱。
So the Lord Vasudeva resides in the heart, and he's the deity, he's the Lord of consciousness.
Vasudeva 居住在内心，他是知觉之主。
He reveals himself when we are qualified to see him.
当我们有见到他的资格，他就会自动揭示。
That qualification is we have to have pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
这个资格就是我们必须有纯净的知觉 ，Krishna 知觉。
Lord Shiva always meditates on the Lord in the heart.
主 Shiva 恒常的冥想居于内心的主。
Lord Shiva always offers obeisances to the Lord who is Vasudeva. Lord Vasudeva is beyond the material senses.
主 Shiva 恒常的顶拜
Lord Shiva. Yeah, did you get it? Yeah.
Yes. Mature
consciousness. When we have full Krishna consciousness.Then the Lord Shiva offers obeisances to the Lord, who is known as Vasudeva.
主 Shiva, 恒常的顶拜主 Vasudeva.
Lord Vasudeva is beyond the material senses.
主 Vasudeva, 他超越了物质的感官。
But one can see him if we have pure consciousness.
当我们有纯净的知觉，就能见到他。
That means that we have no other desire in the mind.
那就意味着在心意当中不能有其他的愿望。
We only see the Lord. We only think of the Lord. We don't think of anything else.
我们只想见主，只想着主，别的什么也不想。
Material senses will never help us to see him.
物质的感官永远不能帮助我们来见他。
So when the mind is fully pure and no other thought but the Lord, then we can see him with our eyes. We can see him in the heart.
With our eyes.
Yes, with our eyes we can see him in the heart.
Okay. 当我们的心意纯净之后，我们就能够用眼睛在心中见到主。
Yes, we have to understand this.
我们要明白这一点。
So this people lie when you meditate.
所以 people lie 呢，就鼓励他去冥想。
That we can, that when we become, if you become perfect in the meditation, then with the eyes, we can actually see the Lord in the heart.
当我们的冥想达到完美阶段，就能在用眼睛在心中见到主。
Actually, what we're seeing is what's in the heart.
实际上那时候我们见到的是内心的景象。
So, the mind doesn't have any other thought except the Lord. So, in this way, the Lord shows himself in the heart.
当心意当中除了主之外再没有别的念头，主就会在内心展示他自己。
Actually, it's the mind which is showing us the Lord.
实际上是心意将主展示给我们。
But the yogi does not think that I'm seeing with my mind.
但是瑜伽师们不认为我在用我的心意看主。
So according to Pipalaina, this great sage, he's telling Gopkumar, the realization of the Lord becomes very vivid by yoga. We can actually see the Lord.
Pipalaina 这位圣人就告诉 Gopkumar, 实际上对主的觉悟是通过瑜伽而变得非常鲜活的。
We can see him by the power of the mind, not the eyes.
我们可以藉由心意的力量来见到主，而不是通过肉眼。
Eyes are very limited what they can see.
因为肉眼所见的范围是极其有限的。
Eyes.Are material senses, so they cannot understand the nature of the form of the Lord.
因为肉眼它属于物质感官的范畴，不能理解主的超然本性。
So the great sage Pipalaina tells more about the yoga process to Gopkumar.
伟大的圣人 Pipalaina又进一步向格帕库马尔阐释了瑜伽的程序。
And he tells him, when the mind is happy, then all of our senses are also very happy.
他说，当心意感到快乐之后，我们所有的感官也便感觉快乐了。
Because all the other senses, they're all included within the function of the mind.
因为所有其他感官的功能都包含在心意的功能当中。
Gopkumar might be thinking that, oh, it's better if I can see the Lord with my eyes rather than just see him with the mind.
Gopkumar 可能会想， 我应该用我的眼睛去见主，而不是用心意去见主。
But the sage Pipalina is telling him, actually, the happiness of the mind includes and all the others.
但是这位圣人 Pipalina 就对 Gopal Kumar 说，实际上感官的心意的快乐已经包含了所有感官的快乐了。
Just like when our mind is distressed, when our mind is not peaceful, then the senses, they're also not happy, they're not satisfied.
就像当一个人他的心意沮丧痛苦的时候，他的感官也不平和，感官也不会感到快乐和满足。
Yeah, because the mind is not happy, so the senses also, they cannot get any pleasure.
因为心意不快乐，感官也继而感觉不到快乐。
So we should understand the connection between the happiness of the mind and the happiness for the senses.
我们应该理解，感官的快乐与心意的快乐二者之间的联系。
Yes, the root of all the senses is the mind.
所有感官的根源是心意。
Just like when the root of the tree is watered, then all the leaves and branches, they get nourishment from the root.
就像如果给树根浇水，那么树的枝枝叶叶都得到了滋养。
When the mind is satisfied, then our senses also feel satisfaction, and they feel very happy.
一旦心意感到满足之后，所有的感官也得到了满足和快乐。
The most important thing is to fix the mind, make the mind peaceful and happy.
重要的是让我们的让感官感觉到平和快乐。
So Gopkumar may say, well, what the mind does is not like what happens when we use our senses. It's different, you know, that when we use our senses, just like speaking or touching or something,that's a definite experience, but the mind, that is a different situation. It's not the same.
Gopal Kumar, 他的想法就是感官与心意他们的活动方式不一样，因为感官他比如说说话触摸，这都是直接感受到的，但是心意它是另外一种作为方式。
So it appears like the senses are enjoying more than the mind.
表面上看，感官他们得到的享乐要高于心意的享乐。
But the Pipalina says, Pipalina said, it's not like that. It doesn't happen like that.
Pipalina 就说事实并非如此。
All the power, the function, the actions of the senses are included in the action of the mind.
感官的活动就包含在心意的活动之内。
Just like the things we do with our senses, it's only possible because of the action of the mind.
就像我们用感官采取行动，这只是因为心意，也首先有心意的活动发生，继而才有感官的活动。
It's the mind which tells us to chant the holy name.
是心意告诉我们要唱诵圣名。
The mind tells us to go and see the deities.
心意告诉我们要去见神像。
So the mind is very strongly connected. They're over the senses. The senses are under the mind.
感官和心意是有强而有力的链接的。感官是处在心意之下的。
Yeah, but if our mind does not function properly, then our senses are useless.
如果感官，如果心意的功能失常，感官也就没有用处。
So even though we may do things, we may, it's like we're not doing anything.
Even when we do things,
yeah, we may be doing activities, but it's because our mind is not focused on it, it's like we haven't done it at all.
即便我们可能外在的感官在做着事情，但是如果心意没有专注的话，那么就好像我们什么也没有做。
Because our consciousness is not aware of it.
因为我们的知觉根本就没有意识到。
So just like when we do chanting, if we chant without proper attention, we don't get the same benefit.
就好像我们念诵，如果没有正确的专注的念诵的话，那么就得不到正恰当的好处。
When the mind is not attentive, if we're not controlling the mind, then the senses, even though the senses are doing something, we don't get the benefit.
如果感官没有得到控制的话，即使外在如果心意没有被控制的话，那么虽然感官在从事着种种的活动，也是毫无用处的。
Because the soul, our consciousness coming from the soul is not feeling it, not experiencing it.
因为来自的灵魂的知觉没有任何的感觉。
So each of the senses has it. There's the senses and there's the sense objects. Just like the sense of, there's the eyes and then there's the form which we see with the eyes.
每一个感官都对应着各自的感官对象，比如说眼睛的感官对象就是形象。
So the senses, they have to contact the object to do something.
感官必须要接触感官对象来活动。
But something else is also required to actually understand that we're doing something.The mind also has to know about it, and the soul also.
但是，除此之外，还必须有其他的事情。那心意也必须要参与当中。这样灵魂就能知道我们正在做的是什么事情。
Yeah, if our mind is not focused, if our mind is not under control, then.We don't know what we're doing.
如果心意不专注
，so we don't get any spiritual benefit. The soul doesn't know what's going on.
如果心意不专注，没有得到控制，我们都不知道我们在做的什么事。这样，我们就怎么能得到什么好处呢
？So chanting without attention is not going to give us it.
因此不专心的念诵是得不到恰当的好处的。
So Vipavayana, this great sage, he's saying, just seeing God is that you don't have to take so much trouble just to try to see God with your eyes. You have to realize him in the heart.
Pipalayana 圣人就告诉 Gopakumar, 你不要那么费尽周折麻烦要去见神，你只需要在心中觉悟神就好了。
We can, when we purify the consciousness, then we will see him in the heart.
当你净化了自己的知觉，就能在心中见到主了。
the Lord is beyond the, he's beyond the range of our senses. You can't just use material senses to see God.
主超越了我们感官范畴之外，你不能用感官去见主。
Now sometimes, out of compassion for devotees, sometimes the Lord may reveal himself.
有的时候，出于对奉献者的怜悯之心，主会主动揭示他自己。
And they may be able to see him with their eyes.
在那个时候是可以用肉眼见到他的。
But that vision, actually seeing him with the eyes, that's also only possible by the power of the mind.
但即便是用肉眼能见到主的这个视域，也是因为心意才可以实现。
We just imagine, the devotees just imagine that they're seeing him with the eyes, but actually they're seeing him with the mind.
奉献者只是在那里想象他们在用眼睛见到了主，实际上他们是用心意见到的主。
Of course, there were devotees like Dhruva and Prahlad, and they were able to see the Lord directly with their eyes.
当然，像普拉的、朱瓦这。他们是用眼睛见到了主。
So they are famous that they had how the Lord appeared to them.
就是因为主以这种方式显现，所以他们就声名大振。
Why did the Lord appear to them?
为什么主显现给他们了呢？
Because the Lord thinks that he is their father. They think of him as their father.And because of his affection for his children, he came to give pleasure to their eyes.
因为他们把主当成父亲，主出于对自己孩子的爱，就主动来给予自己孩子快乐。
But Pipalaina says, these devotees, they didn't just see him with the eyes, they saw him through their pure consciousness.
但是 Pipalayana 圣人们圣人说的是他们并不是用他们的眼睛见到了主而是用他们纯粹的知觉见到了主
yeah, The eyes are very limited They cannot understand many things
眼睛太有限了根本就不能明白很多事物
So did Dhruva and Prahlad Did they actually see the Lord with the eyes? Did the Lord come to them?
所以当主来到朱瓦普拉的面前的时候他们是不是是用自己的眼睛来见到的主呢
Did he actually come? Did Krishna, did the Lord actually come to show love for his devotees? Does the Lord come to show love for his devotees?
主有没有来向他的奉献者展示他的爱呢
？Yes, actually, the devotees they don't identify with their own senses.
是的，奉献者并不认同于他们的感官。
They may think, "Well, I'm seeing the Lord with my eyes."
他们可能想，这样想，我用眼睛看见到了主。
So they can understand the Lord is very kind to them.
所以他们就明白主对他们简直是太仁慈了。
But actually, God is beyond the senses.
但事实上呢，神他超越了感官。
But the senses, with the eyes, they're still useful. It's not that the eyes are useless. We need our eyes.
当然了，眼睛是有用的，并不是没用。我们需要我们的眼睛。
But we should understand the limitations of the eyes.
但是必须要明白眼睛的局限性。
So then the people line says, he says, the Lord shows mercy by being visible to the eyes.
琵琶拉耶呢圣人就说到主向眼睛接着他自己来展示他的仁慈。
But the pleasure of seeing the Lord is not just in the eyes. The pleasure of seeing him comes in the heart.
然而见到主之后感受到的快乐并不是眼睛感受到的，而是来自于内心感受到的快乐。
Of course, Krishna, the Supreme God, he can do whatever he wants. If he wants, he can appear to the devotee.
当然了，至尊至高无上的神 Krishna, 他可以随心所欲。
But his mercy is for the benefit of the soul, not for the senses.
但他的仁慈是给予灵魂的好处，而不是给予感官的好处。
The mercy of the Lord, he can allow the eyes to be able to see him.
主的仁慈是允许肉眼能够见到他。
But the real purpose of showing himself to the devotee is to please their mind.
但是展示给奉献者的真正目的是为了取悦意。
Because it's from the mind that we experience real pleasure. We also experience pain, anxiety, everything is done, it's all coming from the mind.
因为是主心意，他在体验着快乐、痛苦、焦虑，这些种种的情绪都是来自心意。
So the pleasure of seeing the Lord will be there in the mind, not just in the eyes.
所以见主得出的快乐应该是从心意而来的，而不是从眼睛这儿得来的。
And even after the Lord disappears, he may become visible for a short time and then disappear. But the pleasure which is in the heart will still be there.
因此当主消失之后，因为主只是短时间的展示他自己，等他消，一旦他消失，那么见到主之后感觉到的快乐仍然停留在内心。
Which is getting the pleasure.
所以是内心得到的快乐。
But the devotee may think,Oh, with my eyes, I saw God. I saw him right before me.
奉献者们可能觉得是，哦，我是用我的眼睛在见到了，出现在我面前的主。
So he'll feel some pleasure, some bliss will be there in the heart.
所以他是在内心感受到的极乐。
But there's no pleasure in the eyes.
但是眼睛是没有什么快乐可言的。
No, because he's no longer present to the eyes.
因为当主消失之后，他就眼睛是看不见他，但奉献者仍然快乐。
So we don't actually see him with the eyes, it's actually with the mind one actually sees God.
所以当我们真正见到主的时候，不是肉眼见到的主，而是用心意见到的主。
The five knowledge acquiring senses.
有五个获取知识的感官。
Right, just like we have the tongue and the ear and the nose and the skin.And the eyes.
舌头、耳声耳、皮肤、触觉。
So why are we not able to experience this real pleasure like the mind from the eyes?
为什么眼睛不能体验到像心意那样的快乐呢？
Because it's not the purpose of the senses. The pleasure is there in the mind.
因为这不是眼睛的目的，因为这是心意的目的。
The mind is compared to the very close servant, secretary of a king.
心意被比喻为国王的亲密的仆人，亲密的秘书。
Just like the secretary of the king, he's always with the king, and the king has anything valuable, he will give it to the secretary to take care for him.
就像国王有自己的亲密的秘书，他如果有什么贵重的物品，就会交给这位秘书来照顾。
So the mind is like that in relation to God.
心欲与神之间的关系就如国王和他的秘书之间的关系。
In relation to the soul.
以及涉及到灵魂之间的关系。
So when the mind becomes peaceful, then we experience more pleasure.
心意平和，我们才能感受到更多的快乐。
Our senses may not feel any special pleasure.
我们的感官也许没有感受到特殊的快乐。
But the mind feels at peace, so the mind is happy.
但是心意感受到平和，心意便快乐了。
Now somebody may say, well, the mind is also limited, it's so many things. You know, you say the senses are limited, but the mind is also limited.
有人可能会提议，你说感官是有限的，然而心意仍然也是有限的呀。
Yeah, that is true. The mind is limited.
确实如此，心意是有限的。
But when our mind becomes pure, when we get rid of all the material from the mind, then Krishna is satisfied. He's very pleased, and he gives his mercy.
然而，当心意变得纯净、纯洁之后，摆脱了一切物质的污染， Krishna 就会满意、快乐，就会给予他的仁慈。
Then the pure consciousness of the soul becomes reflected in the mind.
之后，灵魂的纯净知觉就会折射到心意上面。
We're able to see the Lord in the heart.
我们就能在内心见到主了。
But our senses, our bodily senses, are not able to do this.
然而我们的躯体的感官是做不到这一点的。
So when the Lord gives special mercy, one can see the Lord in meditation, just like seeing him with the eyes.
当主赐予特殊仁慈的时候，我人就能在冥想当中见到主，正如在用眼睛见到他一样。
Then Pipalaya gives an example. He says, just like Lord Brahma, when Lord Brahma appeared from the lotus flower.
Pipalaya 又举了主 Brahma 的例子，就像主 Brahma 是从莲花上诞生的。
So, we may think that one gets more happiness from meditating on the Supreme Lord than from trying to see Him. You know, we may respect the sage, because this sage is saying you get more happiness by meditating on the Lord than actually seeing Him with our eyes.
所以我们尊敬圣人们，圣人这位圣人的观点，就是冥想至尊主比亲眼见到至尊主得到的快乐要更高。
But we also know that when we actually see the Lord, just like in the temple, when we actually, that we can get special happiness from Him.
但是我们知道，当我们真正的用眼睛见到主，就像在庙里头见到主的时候，那时候我们得到了特殊的快乐。We
can get blessings from Him, we can speak with Him, and we can have interaction with Him.
我们可以得到他的祝福，他们的祝福，可以跟他们交流谈话。
So people eye and says, yeah, maybe, like that, it can be like that. But when the Lord is within the heart, He also does these things.
而Pipalaya呢又说了，是的，是指也许是这样，但是内心的主也可以做到这一点。Yeah,
He reveals Himself in the heart to give us blessings.
他在内心揭示他自己，以便给予祝福。
And He can also speak with His devotees, and He can touch Him.
他也跟他的奉献者们说话，他也可以触碰他们。
Even though He's within the heart, He can do all this.
即便他居住在内心， 他也可以做到这一切。
Because He has special powers, He has inconceivable potencies.
因为他有特殊的力量，有不可思议的能量。
Just like what happened to Lord Brahma when Lord Brahma was meditating.
就像主 Brahma 冥想的时候，在他身上发生的事情。
It's described in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
就在圣典薄伽瓦坛的第二篇当中描述了。
To do the creation, but he did not know. He was supposed to do creation. He didn't know what to do.
他理应进行创造，但是他却不知道该怎样去创造。
But then he heard a voice, a mysterious voice, told him to meditate.
这时候他听到一个玄妙的声音，命告诉他要冥想。So
when he did his meditation, after some time, then the Lord revealed Himself, and He also revealed His own abode.
当主Brahma冥想了一段之后，主便揭示他自己，并且把他自己的亲身居所也揭示给他。Lord
Brahma saw the Vaikuntha, the spiritual world.
Brahma 看了Vaikuntha灵性世界。The
spiritual Vaikuntha is there's no misery and there's no fear of any kind of material problem.
Vaikuntha 是灵性的世界，没有痛苦，也摆脱了一切焦虑。
And so in Brahma saw in Vaikuntha, there's the Lord of Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan.
主 Brahma 看到在 Vaikuntha 之上有主 Narayana。
And the Lord has His consort with Him.
Haribol? It's broken.
Did you hear? I'm just saying the Lord has...
You mentioned that the consort is with the Lord, right?
Yeah.
所以, 在百昆的上面,主身边就是他的伴侣。
And Brahma saw how the Lord had all of his associates with him.
Brahma 也看到了主的所有的亲身同游。
And he appeared before Lord Brahma, and he told him he was very satisfied with him.
主还亲自现身于主 Brahma 眼前，对他说，对他对于 Brahma 非常满意。
And when Lord Brahma saw the Lord Narayana, he was feeling so much happiness. He was shedding tears and he was in ecstasy. And he bowed down before the Lord.
当主 Brahma 见到显现在他面前的主的时候，他陷入了狂喜，他泪如雨泻，他就进入狂喜，向主顶拜。
And Lord Narayan was so much satisfied with Lord Brahma that he shook hands with him.
主 Brahma, 主 Narayan 呢对他这么满意，跟 Brahma 握了握手。
Yeah, and the Lord also encouraged Lord Brahma to do the work of creation.
主也鼓励主 Brahma 去进行创造。
So this is all described in Srimad Bhagavatam.
这些都在圣典薄伽梵谈当中予以描述。
So these past in Srimad Bhagavatam, it shows how Brahma meditated on the Lord in his heart.
因此，圣典薄伽梵谈描述了。主 Brahma 是如何在内心冥想主的。
And the Lord appeared to him.
主便揭示他自己。
And he spoke with him, and he gave him blessings, and he touched him.
并且跟他说话，祝福他，触碰了他。
This was all due to Brahma's meditation, inner his meditation.
这都是因为主 Brahma 进行了冥想。
So, seeing the Lord in person, if you actually see the Lord in person, it can give joy to devotees, but it's not like that for everyone. There are people who are not devotees.
因此见到亲眼见到主的快乐是给予奉献者的，但不是人人都能亲眼见到主。
People like Kamsa and Duryodhana, they're not devotees. So when they see the Lord, when they see Krishna, they don't feel bliss. They feel, you know, they feel envy and they feel hatred and fear.
像 Kamsa、Duryodhana 这样的人，见到了 Krishna 之后，并没有感受到快乐。而是萌生出嫉妒、憎恨、恐惧。
So it's a special experience for devotees, but it's not like that for everyone.
所以这是给予奉献者的特殊体验，而不是人人都能得到的体验。
To see the spiritual form of the Lord.Is that meant to please the senses.
见到主的形象是为了给感官以快乐。
But there are demons who see the Lord in person, but they do not feel, they don't feel that pleasure.
但是有恶魔，他们亲自见到了主，却并未感受到这种喜乐。
Just like there were two demons called Madhu and Kaitaba.
有两位恶魔 ，Madhu Kaitaba.
And there were demons, and when they saw the Lord, they just felt more angry and more nasty, and because they were demons, they had that nature. They were always angry and they were always proud. And so they saw the Lord, they didn't feel love for him.
当这两位恶魔见到主之后呢，就立刻愤怒了，而且感到特别的令人恶心，因为他们本质上是恶魔的本质，所以他们就会愤怒、骄傲，他们并没有感受到对主的爱。
So these demons, they don't get any bliss. Their mentality, their evil mentality stays the same.
这些恶魔们见到主之后没有感受到极乐，他们的那种邪恶心态就是一如既往。
Yeah, there are people, devotees, they are mahatmas, but these demons, they are duratmas. They are called duratmas, meaning crooked souls.
奉献者被称为是 mahatma, 恶魔被称为是 duratma, 就是心灵扭曲的灵魂。
They have no devotion for the Lord.
对主毫无奉爱可言。
They just want to compete with him.
他们只想与主竞争。
So even though the Lord has so many wonderful qualities, they're not attracted.
即便主有这么多美好的品质，恶魔们也没有被吸引。
So different people will see the Lord in different ways.
不同的人是以不同的方式来见到的主。
Just like Kamsa was born in the same family. He's born in the Yadu dynasty. As all the people of Vrindavan, they're in the same family, but Kamsa has a different mood from Nanda Maharaj and these people.
康萨他也是诞生于亚杜家族，但是他并没有像南达马哈拉什那样那样爱主。
The people of Vrindavan, they feel great pleasure to see Krishna.
Vrindavan 的居民们见到主是欢欣鼓舞的。
But Kamsa, he doesn't feel he just wants to kill.
可是康瑟呢，他没有任何快乐可言，他是一心想杀了主。
Devotees like Vidura and Bhishma, they get pleasure to hear Krishna speak.
Vidura 和 Bhishma 这样的奉献者，非常的乐于聆听主讲话。
But Duryodhana, he doesn't feel that pleasure.
而 Duryodhana并没有感受到这种快乐。
Even though they're connected, they have some relationship, but Duryodhana he hates Krishna.
虽然也有一些联系，但是 Duryodhana 是憎恨 Krishna 的。
So then.We have to understand the nature of the Lord, that he gives ecstasy, but so special mercy on his devotees.
我们要明白主的本性，他给予奉献者，赐予奉献者特殊的祝福，向他们赐以特殊的仁慈。
He wants, Krishna wants, the Lord likes to encourage the devotees.In their devotional service.
主 Krishna 希望 鼓励奉献者的奉献服务。
Devotional service. When we do devotional service, we can actually experience how powerful and how perfect the activity is.
当我们从事奉爱服务的时候，能够亲身的、直接的感受到来自奉爱服务的力量。
So we may wonder if we do devotional service, can we make mistakes? Is there any suffering there? Will there be any suffering?
我们可能就提出这样的疑惑：从事奉献服务过程当中，会不会犯错误？会不会也受苦呢？
And if we're actually in contact with Krishna, are we still going to feel suffering? Are we still going to have pain and like that?
即便跟 Krishna 有了亲身的接触，仍然会不会有痛苦，会不会 suffering?
Yeah, suffering and pain, anxiety.
跟 Krishna 接触之后，仍然会还会有一些痛苦，内心的不快乐呢？
So we should understand the Lord can do whatever He wants. Nothing is impossible for Him.
我们要明白主他是什么可以随心所欲的，对主而言是没有不可能的事情。
If He wants, He can have a fire, and there will be no heat from it.
如果主愿意的话，甚至。可能会有一堆没有热量的火。
Yeah, he can hide the nature. So if he wants, he can hide the nature of this material world.
如果主愿意的话，他可以隐藏起物质世界的本性。
He can do this just to show people the power of devotional service.
他这样做只是为了展示奉献服务的力量。
So the Lord's devotees, they experience bliss. They experience bliss all the time.
所以奉献者会始终感受到的极乐。
But not people who are not devotees, they don't experience the bliss.
但是非奉献者们却感受不到极乐。
Yeah, they're in the same situation, but the devotees experience it one way, and the non-devotees experience it another way.
可能境况处境是相同的，奉献者是感受到这种有这种感受，非奉献者产生出另外一种感受。
So the devotees they feel that happiness because they know.That it's all the arrangement of Krishna, that everything is happening.
奉献者他 奉献者们因为明白一切都是主 Krishna 的安排，所以他们什么时候都会感受到快乐。
And seeing the happiness, seeing the example of these devotees, it will attract other people to be devotees.
见到奉献者们的这种榜样，就会吸引到其他人也成为奉献者。
If Krishna wants, he can make everyone, he can have everyone experience the bliss of devotional service.
如果 Krishna 愿意的话，能够让人人体验到奉献服务的快乐。
But he can also.Make it disappear if he wants.
但是如果他愿意的话，他也可以让这种感受消失。
Okay, we'll stop here today.
好，那我们。
Are there any questions?
来看一下的问题。萨蒂玛大姐，
我在。
我这看不见问题。今天早上
怎样的状态呢？如果丈夫和妻子都是奉献者，他们结合成夫妻，那生活状态会是怎样的呢？如何相爱又不依附？
Nothing but our need is singing.
Hare Krishna.
声音太小。
OK， 那现在可以。
现在可以是吧？哦，刚才声音太小了是吗？
嗯，
我再重新念一下。感谢咕噜和翻译，请问对妻子或者丈夫好但又不依附是怎样的一个状态？如果丈夫和妻子都是奉献者，他们结成夫妻，生活状态是怎样的？如何相爱又不依附？
Mars?
Yeah?
Yeah, do you understand?
Not all of it, no.
Yeah, the prayer, this devotee asked that the husband and wife, they are kind to each other. Then how can we be kind to each other but without attachment to each other? And the devotee, if the couple is both devotees,
well,
Yeah.
Well, if they simply keep Krishna in the center, then that will be the manner in which they can remain without material attachment. The point is they have to be attached to Krishna.
如果他们把 Krishna 放在中
间
如果他们把 Krishna 放在中心，就不会依附彼此。
Yeah, see Krishna in the heart.
他们在内心见到 Krishna.
The husband has to think of his wife as a spirit soul, not just simply as a body.
丈夫应当把妻子看作是灵性的灵魂，而不是他的躯体。
In the same way, the wife has to see the husband like that.
同样的，妻子也应当把丈夫当成是灵性的灵魂，而不是他的躯体。
Then the attachment is spiritual.
这样，他们相互之间的依恋就是灵性的了。
Okay, what's the second part of the question?
Sadhima 的第二部分就是他们怎么爱奉献者。
就是第二部分是他们就是结合成夫妻以后生活状态是怎样的。
What's the situation? What's the lifestyle or the actual life of devoted couple.
Well, they have to have an altar in their home and they worship Krishna.
他们应当在家中安放神坛，崇拜 Krishna.
And they together, they will do kirtan and they will read the books, discuss Krishna consciousness.
他们一同 kirtan， 一同读书，讨论 Krishna 之觉。
They will invite guests to come to their home.
邀请客人来家中做客。
Like that.
就是这样的生活方式。
好的。那我们下一个问题，鼠巴掌喜宝妈大姐，顶拜咕噜和翻译。最近我从很多课程中了解到，如果学生没有得到咕噜的启迪，无论再怎么努力念诵和学习，效果都不如启迪之后好。请问咕噜，
如果学生渴望能够在念诵圣名和经典学习之中得到更多净化，让心意稳处于 Krishna 知觉之中，准备好了得到启迪之后，就能够协助咕噜传教，这种真诚和祈祷能不能感动咕噜自己来到身边，或在梦中给予学生启迪呢？谢谢。
Yes, her question that she had listened to many lectures, and she knows that if the student doesn't get initiation, however she make endeavor to chant and reading, the effect is not that good, as good as after initiation. The question is that if the student is very eager to progress in chanting and learning, to steady the heart, steady mind in Krishna consciousness, and also to be prepared to assist Guru to preach after initiation, and in very sincere, and the prayer, will that move the Guru to come automatically to the student, or to reveal or to initiate the students in her dream?
No, it's the duty of the devotee to come and to come to the Guru and request the initiation.
应该是学生的责任，来主动去找咕噜寻求启迪。
It's not in the dream that you get initiation.
不是说在梦里都得到启迪。
You have to come personally. You have to come and approach the spiritual teacher and request the initiation.
您必须得亲自接近一位灵性导师，祈求得到启迪。
If you're not able to directly approach, then you have to do it through other form of communication, by internet or by mail, write something.
如果不能亲自的来跟guru 进行交流的话，要需要通过网络或者通过邮件与guru 进行交流。
Spiritual teachers are not anxious to accept a lot of disciples.
灵性导师并不担心渴望接受大量的门徒。
So if you're not anxious to get TD, to get initiation, then the guru is not anxious to give you initiation.
如果学生并不着急得到启迪的话， guru 也不会着急给门徒启迪的，给学生启迪。
If you want the initiation, you have to come and you have to express your desire before the teacher.
如果谁想要启迪的话，必须得亲自到 guru 那里面前来表示这种愿望。
Okay.
好的。我们下一个问题。Vedavati Madaji. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 guru, 感恩翻译。聆听了 guru 的讲课，感觉更加感觉更增加了奉爱服务。请问 guru, 净化知觉是不是必须按九种奉爱服务做呢？谢谢。
She made a comment that pay obeisance to you, and after listening your lecture, she felt that the devotion increased. And the question is that, is it one must follow the nine process of devotional service to purify the consciousness? Thank you.
Any one of the processes can purify the consciousness.
任何一种程序都可以净化知觉。
Now, trying to become Krishna's friend or surrender everything are very difficult.
成为 Krishna 的朋友， 献出一切，这两个服务，这两项是非常难做的。
But you're encouraged to give full attention to hearing and chanting and remembering.
但是，你被鼓励特别要专注于聆听、唱诵与意念这三项程序。
Remembering is very powerful process.
意念是非常有强而有。
But before we can remember, we have to do a lot of hearing and chanting.
意念是强而有力的一项服务，但是在进行意念之前，必须要大量的聆听与念诵、唱诵。
To purify the consciousness.
这样就能净化知觉了。
OK, 下一个问题。
大点是萨提。
Sorry 啊，重新来啊，刚才那个放到静音了。苏米克拉达玛达吉，顶拜咕噜马哈拉扎，感恩翻译，请问咕噜，能够展示主的形象的是灵魂的心意，而不是物质躯体的心意是吗？物质的心意在被净化后是与灵魂的心意合为一个而得到消融了呢，还是彻底净化后假我被完全消融了？智性此时是灵魂的智性吗？这个问题有点多。
There are four question marks in this question. First, she pay our visits to Gurmar and thank you for the translate and host. The question that is it that it's the mind of the soul and not the mind of the material body that reveals the form of the Lord. This is the first question.
Okay. Is it the mind of the soul? Yes.
是的，是灵魂的心意。
But we're working with them, you could say, the mind, our spiritual body is not really developed. Our spiritual body is covered. So we're using our subtle body. We have to purify the subtle body. But, so when he talks about the mind, that the subtle body.Not the soul, not the mind of the soul, but the subtle body.
Now, the current situation, our soul is fully covered. We have to evolve the body of the subtle body. We have to evolve the subtle body of the
subtle body. Yeah.We use the mind, material mind, the subtle body. We have to fix that mind, control that mind. We're not yet on the spiritual platform. So it's not the mind of the soul. It's the mind of the mind of the body.
我们现在要控制的是这个躯体的心意。
What's the second? 第二个问题是什么？
第二个问题是，the second question is that 物质的心意在被净化后是与灵魂的心意合为一个，还是像the mind of the material mind after being purified will the material mind.Combined with the mind of the soul, or the material mind will dissolve.
Yeah, material mind will dissolve, right?
是的，正确。灵魂的物质的心意消融了。
Fine. It may go back into it may go into the Mahatattva.
嗯，他就回到了拿他的吧。
Or as you say, purify. If we can spiritualize the mind, if the mind becomes fully spiritual, then doesn't need to go. No, the matter can be made into spirit. There's different processes. So one way is the mind enters into Mahatattva, goes back into the material elements. The other way is the mind becomes fully spiritual. As you say, that we don't know.
嗯，所以这个是两个方式，一个方式是呢，就像您说的，就是心意，物质的心意就回到了 Mahatattva。另外一个方式就是物质的心意就完全的被灵性化了，所以具体是哪一种方式我们不知道。The next part, 彻底净化后假我也完全消融了吗？ After the purified completely, the false ego, Ahankara, were also dissolved completely.
Yeah, well, false ego can become pure ego.
嗯，假我可以变成真我。
You cannot simply take away the ego. We purify the ego.
嗯，这个我不能把那个我拿走，只能是净化。
Get rid of the contamination. Purify the ego.
就把污染去除掉。净化掉，净化这种假我。
So this samadhi, this yoga meditation is the process of purifying the subtle body.
这种 samadhi 就是净化这个精微躯体的过程。
And then when everything is fully pure, when there's nothing, no contaminant, then we can see the Lord in the mind.
嗯，当一切净化掉了，去除掉污染之后，就能在心意上能见到主了。The first part is that 智性此时也是灵魂的智性吗？ The intelligence is also the intelligence of the soul at this time.
Well, the same, just like the mind.Just like the mind and the ego, the question is, you know, if our purification, if we do full purification, then the intelligence can also be in the, it can be the spiritual body.
同样，就跟心意和假我一样，当完全进化达到完全程度的时候，智性也变成灵性的智性了。
Now these people are on Tapaloka, is still in the material world. So there's still some material elements there in the material world.
在 Tapaloka 上面 ,Tapaloka 也属于物质世界。因此也都是物质元素。
So,When they go back to Godhead, go to the spiritual world, then they'll give up these subtle body.
当回归神手，回到灵性世界之后，就会放弃这些精微的躯体。
嗯，还有呢？
下一个问题，我现在看见了。这个问题。感谢天地，感谢老师，心意感受 Krishna 和内心感受 Krishna 有不同吗？ Thank you, teacher. Are there any difference between the mind to feel Krishna or the heart to experience Krishna? What's the difference?
No difference.
没有区别。The next question. 感谢 眼睛。
Hare Krishna。
行，您听，你说。
下一个是仆人的问题。一个人要获得平和的先决条件是什么？
What's the preliminary condition to gain peacefulness?
Well, we had the Tapaloka, so that environment was very peaceful.
我们在讲课当中就听到了这 Tapaloka 上面的氛围是非常平和的。
So the environment which we're in, that has a lot to do with getting peacefulness.
因此在 Tapaloka 上面的氛围就对于获得心理平和有很大的帮助。
In Krishna consciousness, we get peace by understanding everything belongs to Krishna.
我们在 Krishna 知觉当中的平和是通过理解一切属于 Krishna 而得来的平和。
And seeing everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure and that he's the best friend.
看到一切都是为了 Krishna 的快乐而存在的，而且 Krishna 是最好的朋友。
So this way we get peace.
我们以这种方式来获得内心的平和。
Yeah, there has to be some detachment. You want to get peace.
要想获得平和，必须要有气绝。
下一个问题。
下一个问题，还是仆人的问题。卡利年代恶魔藏在心中，总是被打扰，心意怎么才能变得纯净呢？
By association with a devotee.
通过与奉献者的联谊。
Demons can be made into devotees by proper association.
通过恰当的联谊，恶魔也可以变成奉献者。
They need very special mercy.
他们需要特殊仁慈。
还有呢？
下一个问题。Radha Nanda Madaji, Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Guru Maharaj, 请问傲慢是躯体化概念的结果吗？还是不自觉地认为自己是拥有者、控制者、施予者，有优越感而导致的呢？傲慢对我们的伤害是什么？感恩翻译。
Good morning.
The pride and is the pride.Come from the bodily conception of life, this is first part, or is it come from unconsciously? We think we are the controller, we are the benefactor, and what's the harmfulness from that?
Yeah, pride is a demonic quality, and we may be born with that pride, we may bring it from previous life.
傲慢是恶魔品质，我们生下来拥有了这一种品质，是来自上一世的karma。
Pride comes because of attachment, because we're very attached to, and because of the bodily conception, of course, yeah.
当然了，就是傲慢是出于去虚拟化的概念，它也是来自依附的。
What did she want to know again?
我是有伤，Sati Madaji， 他那个最后一个是伤害是吧？
对，
他傲慢哦。
What's
the yes?
Well, yeah, it's a demonic quality.
傲慢是恶魔。
You can never surrender to the Lord. You're constantly agitated by the senses.
它让我们不臣服于主，恒常的受到感官的骚扰。
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个问题，让人的巴布。 感恩 Maharaj， 感恩翻译。冥想至尊主比亲眼看见至尊主得到的快乐更高。我们日常生活中所做的服务中，那些哪些是冥想呢？有说 Kirtan 和 Japa Mala 上 Japa 是最高的冥想，请有说传教是最好的冥想，荣耀菩萨的也是一种冥想。那么所有放爱服务都是一种冥想吗？去庙里觐见神像也是一种冥想吗？
If you're very advanced, then you can see all these activities as a meditation on the Lord.
是的，如果您非常进步的话，就可以把这一切都当成对于主的冥想。
Yeah, that should be the consciousness that we're doing everything for Krishna.
应该是这样的知觉，我们为 Krishna 而做一切事情。
We say always remember Krishna, never forget him. So,
我们总是说 有一句话叫做永远记住 Krishna, 永远不忘记 Krishna.
But we're hearing, today we're hearing, these devotees, they don't have to try to think of Krishna. They naturally think of Krishna.
从今天的课程当中，我们听到的是这些奉献者并不是想方设法的在想着 Krishna, 他们是自发的、自动的想着 Krishna.
This naturally, they see everything in relation to him.
他们就是很自然而然的把一切看到一切事物都联想到了 Krishna.
Just like when a mother has a small child, they see everything in relation to their child.
就像有孩子的母亲就把看到什么事物都自然而然的联想到自己的孩子。
They don't have to try to think of their child. They naturally think of their child because of love.
他母亲并没有努力的在回想自己的孩子，而自然的就联想到自己的孩子，因为他有爱，母爱。
So when we love Krishna, we will naturally think of Krishna all the time.
当我们爱 Krishna 的时候，自然而然的就会永远想着 Krishna, 因为我们爱 Krishna.
Okay. 下一个问题。
下一个问题，杨改莲马大吉，顶拜咕噜，感恩咕噜精彩的讲课，顶拜翻译，请教咕噜，感官是不是如同虚设呢？如果没有 Krishna 知觉，就相当于感官就是处在黑暗之中，所从事的一切都没有任何的意义。这是第一个问题。
Is the senses? Yes, she offer obeisance to you, and her realization that is it the senses are false settles a false a false settling, and if there is no Krishna consciousness, so in the darkness, so everything done by the senses are meaningless. She confirmed this with you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, true.
是的，是您说的是真的。
Temporary. Everything done by the senses is temporary. Material.
短暂的，感官所从事的一切都是短暂的，因为是物质的。
下一个问题。
第二个问题，既然格罗卡和维昆塔都是灵性星球，除了得到形体不一样，还有什么其他的区别吗？为什么还要创造这个维昆塔星球呢？维昆塔星球是不是比格罗卡低一级、低一个等级？在维昆塔星球上的生物体的形象 也是自尊主根据自己的意愿安排的吗？顶拜Guru的莲花族。
Yeah, they're different because the mood in Goloka is more sweetness, but the mood in Vaikuntha is more awe and veneration, reverence.
因为在 Goloka 上面的心态是甜美的心态，而 Vaikuntha 上面的对主的崇拜心态是敬畏的心态。
I didn't understand all the question. What did she want to know?
Since the Vaikuntha is lower than Goloka, Satima 的第一个部分是它是形体。
好，
我刚才
就是它形体有区别吗？然后就是为什么还要创造这个维昆塔的星球？既然形体
，OK, so you created the Vaikuntha because it's different rasas. So the people who want the Aishwarya, who like the opulence, they're attracted to Vaikuntha. But Vrindavan is more sweetness, it's more village style. Goloka.
Because there are different rasas. 创造这个所有的就是在百昆特星球上的居民，他们是希望以 Aishvara 敬畏的心态来崇拜主，他们更受到敬畏心态的这个吸引，而 Goloka Vrindavan 它是这种乡村风格。
还有那沙蒂沙蒂你都
他们是不是百昆特星球比这个 Goloka 要第一个等级，是不是至尊主的意愿安排的，也是至尊者意愿安排的，就是在外昆塔上的这个形象。
So the外昆塔 is lower than the is that the Goloka. So is it the arrangement of the Lord who arranged the forms in the Vaikuntha Loka.
Everything is the arrangement of the Lord.
一切都是主的安排。
He arranges everything because there's variety. There are different devotees and they have different desires to serve the Lord in different ways.
因为有不同的就是这种种类各式各样的，有不同的奉献者，分别有不同的欲望，希望以不同的方式来崇拜，来服务主。
And each devotee thinks his way is the best.
但是每个奉献者都认为自己的是最好的。
And they're completely satisfied in serving the Lord, although they serve them in different ways.
尽管他们在以不同的方式服务着至尊主，但是他们人人都心满意足。
OK。
好的，下一个问题，无修红满的机，眼睛就好比像眼镜一样，是不是心意的工具
？The eyes is a.眼睛就像眼镜一样，是不是心意的工具 ？The eyes is like the glasses. Is it also the tool of the mind?
Well, yeah, we use the senses. The mind gives instruction, direction to the senses, so the senses act.Different ways. Yeah, you could say like that. Yenjin should sing it to Gongju. Kai, sure. Haribo?
Yes. 就是心意命令感官，所以您 您这种说法是正确的，可以这样说。
好的，那我们下一个问题，哈尔滨的志敏吗大吉？煤气笛是不是所有的服务都没有用啊？
No, that's not true. Because whatever service you're doing for Krishna, that will help you after the initiation.
不对，您这说法不对。因为无论在启迪前从事了什么样的服务，都会对您启迪之后有大有帮助。
To bank account, you'll get the benefit of it.
都会存到你的银行账户上，你都会从中得到好处的。
It's not a waste of time.
并不是白费的。
还有呢？
好的，下一个问题，星云星，感恩 Guru Day 的精彩讲课，感恩翻译。心意一下叫我们看手机，一下。做这个一下做那个，怎么跟 Krishna 联系起来更好的控制心意呢？
By chanting Hare Krishna.
唱诵 Hare Krishna.
We have to, because we're in the bodily concept of life, so you're looking at your mobile phone. But when we're in Krishna consciousness, you'll forget about the mobile phone.
因为我们处在躯体化生命概念当中，所以才会去看手机。但是如果处在 Krishna 知觉当中，就不会去瞧手机了。
You just look at Krishna. You see Krishna.
你只会去注视 Krishna.
You just be thinking of Krishna, Krishna's service.
想着 Krishna, 想着给 Krishna 的服务。
So you have to do more chanting and hearing.
所以您需要做更多的念诵，更多的聆听。
And put down your mobile phone.
放下您的手机。
好的，下一个问题。来自新疆的。
哎，多少？
我 good day， 我们今天问题比较多，我们再回答两个问题就结束吧，然后剩下的我们可以放在下一次可以回答。下一个问题是来自新疆的瑜伽经石马大吉，亲爱的咕噜顶拜您的莲花族，我想问一下，每个咕噜知道所有关于 Krishna 知觉的知识，是 Krishna 直接给咕噜启迪的吗？没有咕噜不知道的，我很好奇，我们学多少辈子可能也学不到，咕噜怎么就是却怎么都知道呢？这个问题如果有冒犯请咕噜谅解。Hare Krishna。
No, the spiritual master has to get initiation from a spiritual masterWe take initiation not from Krishna, but we take from another person who is initiated, who has also been initiated by a spiritual master. We have the line of the cyclic succession.
灵性导师是从另外一个灵性导师得到启迪的，另外一个灵性导师又是从他自己灵性导师呢，启迪的，不是 Krishna 启迪的。我们有一个使徒传系。
We don't get directly from Krishna.
我们不是直接从 Krishna 那里得到。
OK.
好的，今天最后一个问题，这个是云南的李丽萍马大吉，请问咕噜，托臂和启迪有什么区别？
Well, Tobi is, that's getting ready for the initiation, right? That's, you've selected the person you want to take initiation from, and now you have a probationary period before the initiation where you test each other.
Okay. 就是托比是启迪，为启迪做好准备，您选定了 要从他那里得到启迪的一位咕噜，在这段预备期彼此之间可以互相考察。
嗯， Toby, but the time of Toby, you can change. You have not yet taken the formal connection, so you can change. You can select somebody else if you want.
在托比阶段呢，嗯，这时候是可以改变的，你可以改变，再从另外一位咕噜那里得到启迪。
But after initiation, then you can't change.
然而一旦启迪之后，就再也不能改变的咕噜了。
But you can take instruction from other people.
您可以从但是依然可以从别人那里获得训示。
Okay, Sati, 今天到这儿可以吗？
好的，好的，谢谢 Guru Day。我们还有三个问题，我们留到下次课再解答。
好，
感谢
您。
嗯，
谢谢 Guru Mani， 非常感谢你们，两个 Sati Guru Mani，
谢谢
那么多。
好，感谢 Guru 的，
谢谢马上老师的讲
课和回答，顶拜您 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.